3, 2, 1. Whoa!
I got my feet in cement. I got my head in the clouds. You might call me demented, but I am too damn proud. I got a hunger for something outside the status quo. So pull up your chair. We are full automatic. We are out and about. We are singing hallelujah with our hearts torn out. No need to beat on what you already know. Your place has been set.
And hello there, my sweet and most wonderful lovies. It is your Auntie Vera Charles, and I would like to also welcome Wanda's gal pals and Madge's gentle audience to yet another, yes, we're doing it again, another episode of Eat This Hot Show. I am your host for this episode. I said your Auntie Vera. And I would like to welcome my co-hosts, the gorgeous, the talented, the ever popular Ms. Wanda Wisdom. Say hi, Wanda.
Hello there.
That was lovely. And the ever-talented, the ever-popular, the ever-gorgeous, the ever-smelly, Ms. Madge Weinstein. Say hi, Madge.
Howdy!
Oh, Minnie Pearl. How are you, Minnie?
Overmodulated.
Oh.
And underovulated.
Aren't we all? So, yes. Ladies, here we are again for show number 56, and they said it wouldn't last.
Many have tried.
Uh-huh.
Just like cancer.
I like that line from Dune. Many have tried. They tried and failed. They tried and died.
Many have tried. Few have succeeded. So what's new, ladies?
Wanda sucks seed.
What?
She sucked seed.
What?
Suck what seed?
What's going on with you, Wanda? Now, I was talking to a certain anonymous scorse who with a very throaty, fig-like voice. She told me, this anonymous fig, she told me that someone came up to you and said, you balls and dick be hanging out all over the place at the gym.
Oh, what? See, that bitch, she just needs to go back into her tiny little shell.
I'm not naming names, though. You don't know who said it. You're assuming that it...
I know. I was there the moment the words came out of the person's mouth, and I clutched my pearls in terror.
But the person whose mouth it came out of was not the fig in question, right?
No, it was a person at the gym in question who made some comment about my bits and pieces.
What was the comment? Because, sure, I mean, fig would not be specific.
Dried fig. It's dried fig.
Dried fig.
Well, I didn't say it was a dried fig, did I? It could be a full fig.
A wet fig.
A full figure fig?
Well, that's you.
Thank you.
No, I think all he said was that, it was... that I don't wear underwear, that's all.
Hmm.
It was not like, you're hard jerking it in everyone's face. Can we just put this to sleep already?
Not really.
No, I think Vera? I think it has some life left in it.
Not really. What?
So I just about shit my pants, though, because I knew the moment that it came out of this gentleman's mouth that the fig in question was going to, like, I mean, you should have seen all the light bulbs and fireworks going off in her head.
But it was so hard to yank the information from her. She was terrified that she was going to get in trouble.
Oh, whatever.
I said, tell me exactly what this person said, because I need it for the record.
Pretend
we're on Perry Mason.
I'm sure, knowing the fig in question, she's been spreading it online all over town. So, but that's fine. I don't actually remember exactly what he said, but he did say something about me not wearing any underpants.
And you're still not wearing underpants?
I don't. Oh, I.
Because you did this show where you had this big announcement, you got to clear this up. And all you clear it up is nothing. You clear it up that you ain't wearing panties.
I ain't wearing them.
Panties.
I'm never going to wear panties now. And I don't care. I'm proud of my panty-free.
You've got commando
workout.
Pride? Is that what it is? You've got commando pride.
Just don't get it too tan or people will think you're black.
No, I'm not, I don't. Am I too tan?
I have no idea. I haven't seen you in ages. How would I know?
Did, Why did the tan thing in question say I was too tan?
Nobody said anything about you being tan. I was just saying that because you got the schwangle, if you add black and if you add a dark skin to that, people will assume you're black, which may be good.
Do you know it's funny?
Swing
very often,
sweet shangle. Scraping on the bottom of the gym.
Layups.
Mm-hmm. Friday.
I seem people, when they see certain photos of me all dutied up in drag, I've often heard that I look somewhat African-American.
You do a little, yeah. But yeah, I think you know it's because the afro.
Come
and,
to think
and
of it,
you
yes.
You do use a dark foundation. You look very Supremes. But I think it's more the afro and the makeup.
What do you do?
I think it's more like Diane Carroll.
Wanda, what do you do with your bits and pieces in drag? Do you have to tuck? Do you do like the real tuck, like the real? I mean, do you tuck it back where it came from and everything?
The real tuck? She don't tuck.
The real tuck is when you put your boules in your cavity, and I don't do that because I don't wear swimsuits.
Okay.
All you got to do, really, unless you're like, you know, I don't know, carrying a zucchini up in there,
okay,
just wear like four pairs of pantyhose, you know, your body cincher, right, and a pair of panties,
and
you'll
sweat
fine
to death.
Well, I thought you were carrying a zucchini down there. That's what we've all heard, the rumors.
That's what they say at the gym.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but when it's all wrapped up like that, trust me, it shrivels down to, you know, economy size.
Becomes a little turtle hiding back in its shell.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, no, we haven't worn that out at all, but we can still save some for next time,
suppose. Well, yeah, and we could possibly resurrect it later in the program today.
It's a strange phenomenon, though, that she will admit it and gets upset when people mention it, yet continues to do it. Yeah.
Well, isn't that a pattern, though, to do something, to continually do something even though you're embarrassed by it? I mean, isn't this a pattern here?
I'm not really embarrassed by it. I just think, you know.
It's called addiction.
That's what I was
going
to say.
Doing the same thing twice and expecting
different results.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm with you, baby. I'm with you.
What can I say?
I'm sure you like the attention. Jesus Christ.
But it doesn't really, I don't really, to be honest though, I don't really think I get any attention. I really honestly swear to God was not aware of it until somebody pointed it out. And then
but
I,
yet
now
you
I'm
continued
like,
the behavior.
Well, now I do, because now I'm like, I don't care. Fuck it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to have a spy go to your gym. What's the name of your gym?
It's called The Firm, and I recommend that anybody with...
Is that a Suzanne Summers thing?
No, it's a very nice little place.
Okay, it's a small gym. Do you shower there?
I do. I shower. That's the other thing we talked about. People, it's weird. People don't like to shower at the gay gym.
Do you have a group shower or individual stalls? Do the stalls have curtains or what?
It is a group shower.
Oh my God! Yeah, you gotta have. See, he's gotta have. You gotta have a zucchini because otherwise you wouldn't be flapping it around in the shower.
How can you not get sucked off at that place?
Because it's just not like that at all. I don't know. I think I've heard the other gyms in town, like the Y and other places like that, are far more cruisy.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's a small gym and people really do, everybody kind of knows everybody. So
right.
If somebody was all creepy like that, you'd probably get ostracized.
Well, see, I don't see any, I mean, I see a lot of like barely like, you know, PG cruising. That's it. And I think then I look on Craigslist and I'm like, we made out and has sucked each other's cocks at the Lakeview Athletic Club. I'm like, huh? What? How did that then happen? You know, because I didn't see it. But I also think that people don't maybe do that so much because it's a nice gym and people don't want to get kicked out. Whereas if you're going to the Y, who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly.
I find that the ultimate in irony that the Young Men's Christian Association is where you go to get fellatio.
Well, and also that the Franciscans know about tops and bottoms.
Well, that was a scary subject altogether.
Right.
That was a scary subject.
Wanda, do you have any pets?
Not that are alive.
Okay.
You have any dead pets?
I do, actually. Believe it or not, I have a pygmy South American possum that is deader than a doornail. in a box in my attic. And that's the God's honest truth.
Why?
Is does it stuffed does or is he it smell? Rotting?
No, it was a cream. It's cremated. It was Patty. Patty opossum.
So you have his ashes.
Her
ashes, yes.
Yes, it has a gender, even though it's a pile of dust, Vera.
It's female ashes.
I mean, well, you know, Ernest since gender, Vera. Ernest Vera.
Gender is a construction, and...
oh, God, let's get into that, shall we?
No.
Oh, I know.
It's a construct of dry...
What's really funny is I was thinking, you know, ashes. I was... Shut up, God damn it, shut the fuck up.
Are you playing Ring Around the Rosie with your dead possum?
Shut the fuck up. I was thinking, I want to hear more about your possum, Wanda. I really do. But I was thinking as I thought, oh, shit, I have to host this train fucking wreck today, so I better think of some things to say. And all I kept thinking of were subjects that have become verboten. So I don't know what the fuck to talk about. Let's talk about your possum, Wanda. How did you?
Can I just also say that I love that you're the only one that actually prepares for
Listen,
the show?
Nothing is verboten. It's just that the consequences are, you know.
Well, no, if I start a subject that you don't like, all of a sudden you'll start talking about something completely different.
Not necessarily. But the reason I do that is because, like I did that with when we were talking about religion and higher powers, the reason I did that is because I didn't want to fight.
Oh, I don't think, you know what? I don't think we'll fight anymore. I think we got that out of our system.
Okay, then bring up whatever it is you want to bring up, because chances are it won't be controversial.
No, I still want to talk. I really, truly, I'm sincerely interested in how Wanda came about having a possum, and not just an average possum, but a special possum that she said some East African lesbian possum.
No, South American
possum. It's a lesbian possum. Where did you get lesbian?
I don't know. Carrie's Birkenstocks in its pouch. I have no idea.
Yes, tell us the story of the past.
Yeah, how'd you get a possum, Wanda?
Well, many years ago, I gave up drinking for 4 years without the aid of any other sort of solution. And so I began to become obsessed with animals. And so I had animals of all sorts. I was like a Dr. Doolittle.
Uh-huh.
And loved furry creatures. And so I got me a 60-gallon aquarium and fitted it out for just the right habitat for a South American pygmy possum.
And this is...
Do you have any pictures? I'm not being facetious.
I'm sure I do somewhere, but
I'd love to see him or her.
But what made you go get the possum? Because I thought you were going to say you got an aquarium and filled it with fish.
No, not water. It's like
I understand. Yeah, but why a possum?
That's more a terrarium than an aquarium.
Because I'm fascinated with mammals.
Did you cut its feet off and shove it up your
still,
ass? Is that why
Wanda,
it died?
Wanda, are you still, or has the recovery route that you've taken now steered you away from loving animals as much? And
she still likes Cheryl.
Yeah, well, the fig. That's
why do you keep bringing that thing up? You know, let's not bring that thing up every fucking show.
Because I miss her.
Oh,
is that verboten? The fig is verboten. Verbloten.
Don't make me fight with you.
I'm verbloten.
So go ahead, Wanda. Your possum.
Yes. Tell us why you picked a possum of pickled peppers.
There is no reason other than I came upon this possum one day at a particular pet establishment, and I've always loved exotic creatures. And unfortunately, I learned a very valuable lesson, which is that most exotic creatures are not meant to be kept as pets.
That's very true.
Because it ate my ex-boyfriend.
The entire boyfriend or just pieces of it?
No. Isn't that illegal?
Actually, Patty Opossum.
She was Irish. She's Irish. She's not South American.
Well, she moved there during the war. She was a Nazi sympathizer.
Oh, Argentina.
She sounds like she has a podcast.
But anyway, she developed pneumonia and died.
Oh, that's sad.
After how long you having her?
About 3 months, probably. Unfortunately, she died pretty quick. And that's the lesson that I learned, is really exotic animals aren't meant to be kept in captivity, because the conditions that you have to provide are just generally beyond the average person's reach. So
now, but you didn't have a cat for a while, or was that your roommates?
That was actually an old friend who had got into a relationship, and the partner had a dog that would have eaten the cat, and so I took the cat for about a year.
Oh,
now that was the cat that I had when I when I first started the program.
I have another question. You said that you were sober for 4 years, but you didn't have.
Well, I was dry. I didn't drink, but I wasn't sober.
Sober.
So to speak.
Okay.
You didn't have a program.
No, I just put down the booze and then picked up everything but, you know.
So what got you started drinking again?
I got rid of my ex because he was all of my problem. And then, you know, I thought my problems were him.
Uh-huh.
And so when I got rid of him, I was like, well, drinking ain't my problem, so let's do this again. And
Do you remember the very first drink you took after that 4 years?
It was a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Was it when Patty died?
No. It was a can of beer on the Apple River.
You were out in amongst nature? Were you with friends or something, or were you by yourself?
Yes. Yes. No, I was with coworkers.
And it was like, what the hell? Let me have a beer.
Well, I didn't stop drinking because I thought that... It's hard to explain, perhaps, but really, I didn't see that alcohol had been a problem. I thought I just partied way too much, so I just got in the habit of not drinking,
uh-huh.
or so I thought. And so when I started again, I wasn't like necessarily fearful of it.
I see.
Or like, I didn't think it was a big deal. I was like, oh, I can start drinking again. I can party and have fun with my friends, unlike, you know, when I was with my ex.
And when did it get out of control again?
Oh, about 5 minutes later.
No, seriously.
Seriously.
I think she is serious.
Literally in about 2 or 3 weeks, I was down at the bars, you know, 4 nights a week drinking like I'd never stopped.
Like a booze hound. Did you wear panties back then?
It's so cliche. Actually, my problem then was I like to take my shirt off. No, but it was
not. But you
not
were
pretty.
Fat.
No, I wasn't fat. I was just out of shape. Because at that point, I was actually not eating. So I was underweight.
Okay.
Yes. But we don't have to talk about me anymore. This is not my program.
Well, no, but I think, once again, when I'm the hostess, and we got a lot of, we actually got a lot of very good comments about when we started on the last show that I hosted, when I was asking you ladies personal questions about stuff. We got very good comments because I think people are interested. And you know what? This brings me back to something that we just talked about on your show, Madge. Yes. See, God, just get a new act. When I was on
what?
Your show. What? Huh? Layups.
Now you're verboting.
Layups. Layups.
Vagina is not an act. It's a way of life.
Okay. But what we talked about.
Talk to Eve Ensler.
Thank you, Georgia O'Keeffe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We went to an exhibit of Georgia O'Keeffe's paintings. Well, what's so funny is these people that swear that, oh, you're seeing something that isn't there.
You're seeing vaginas.
Every fucking where. Every goddamn picture of the woman.
There's only
painted.
One I've seen that isn't a pussy, and it's the one with the clouds that looks like fucking, you know, rocks.
And they're telling you, oh, no. The vaginal has nothing to do with vagina. Look at this flower. Look,
right.
And I'm looking at a twat with a big swollen clit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But what I was going to mention is you talked about you were actually, Madge Weinstein, you were actually kind of surprised when I said that because you have made people laugh so much, because you're really an incredibly funny person, that an audience feels like sometimes they want to return the favor and it would make them feel really good to make you laugh. And that's why that person sent that picture that we were talking about on your show.
Right.
But as
I recall that.
Yeah. As I came away from that, though, and thought about it more, I thought, isn't it interesting? And this isn't a slam or a slight or anything, but isn't it interesting that you didn't go there?
What do you mean that I didn't go there?
Your thought, you didn't have that thought. The way you.
Oh, it didn't even occur to me at all.
Right,
no.
Exactly. And this is what I find interesting and kind of when I look into myself. Because I still do look into myself, and it's a frightening picture, but I have to do it.
Right.
I I often assume that people think the same way that I do. And this is a trap that I have had my whole life, thinking that everybody thinks pretty much the same way I do. And I'm always surprised when they don't.
Right. So, well, it's common. A lot of people think that. I think it's especially common in America, and it causes a lot of our societal problems when you have people that assume that just because, like, I think this is what causes a lot of discrimination against gay people, because people think, well, I'm not gay. I prefer women. And the idea of having sex with another man is so abhorrent, so unnatural. And I therefore assume everybody thinks like me. Therefore, it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I am learning every single day that everybody doesn't think like me. You know, I had that concept. I knew people had differing opinions. That's obvious because I get slammed an awful lot for my opinions. I knew that. But I'm still having my eyes open to the fact that I don't know. This, all I can say is that the experience that I had with you, which was no big deal, it was just us talking on your show about that person who sent you that picture. It was so obvious to me.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but to fill Wanda in and yes. The audience who doesn't listen to my program, I can't imagine why, but that there was that Xavier, who I think we all know with the X, sent me a picture of a vaginal speculum that looked like a duck being held by a blue-colored gloved hand.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it said something like the vagina says quack, or the speculum says quack, or something like that.
Right.
And you
quack
were
says quack, 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 went the giant, something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And you were somewhat perplexed at why that was sent to you. And right. you sent it to me, and we discussed on your show that I felt that it was an attempt to bring you humor like you bring us humor.
Right.
But
which makes perfect sense. I just hadn't thought of it.
Right. Well, that's the issue that got me, is that mm-hmm. it something that really was like second. It was second nature for me to think that way. It was never even a question. Was something that was a new idea to you, or a concept you hadn't thought about before. That was what's interesting to me. Is
you were surprised that I, the lesbian Madge Weinstein, don't know everything.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
It does continually
surprise
me. It is
shocking, and this is where people get very angry at me sometimes. For example, when I started, when we started moderating the comments of this show, a lot of people were so, their image of me was shattered, that I would censor something, you know? And I'm like, look, I'm not going to argue with you and say it's not censorship. I'm just going to tell you, listen, I'm Madge Weinstein, and this is who I am, and I'm not perfect, and, you know, I don't know anybody who doesn't have contradictions and hypocrisies built in and get fucked.
Well, also, that to blame or put the onus on you as the one who turned off, we all agreed to it.
Did people get bent out of shape about it?
Big time.
I
would imagine, no offense, but... I said, no offense, but I would imagine the people that get pissed off are the ones that are leaving comments that are completely irrelevant.
Well, the people that got upset were the people that left comments that were very, I wouldn't say necessarily insulting, but very slanted towards making one of us feel bad, yeah. The ones that got censored. But I wouldn't call them trolls, because some of them aren't people that often leave nice comments. It's just that... Oh. You know, it's hard to moderate comments when you've decided to do that. And basically what I did is, when I felt the comment was unbalanced and aimed at insulting or making a particular one of us feel bad, and that's how I had to judge it, is if I thought it would make one of us feel bad, then I didn't put it through. If it made all of us feel bad or all of us feel good, then I put it through. Balanced. If they judge the show as a whole, pass. If they judge one of us... Or, even worse, our individual shows and how much better we are on Eat This Hot Show than this particular show, no. Which Vera and I certainly get a lot. I don't think Wanda had a single negative comment, of course.
It's because nobody listens to my show.
But there were thousands of, thousands against me and Vera. It was like, I felt bad because I was the one that had to read them all. I was like, thank God these people don't have to see this monstrous. And then it got worse after I would censor them. Because they're like, please don't censor me. And then they're like, you bitch. You're contradicting everything we know about. Well, Texifornia is the one in particular. He said, because he left this comment basically saying that I had accused Vera of having bad timing, and he said, "Man, bad timing is when you don't have your story in front of you. That's bad timing. Don't you think that's a bit ironic?" Well, I didn't put that one through. So he accuses me of all this, you're contradicting everything you stand for. I've told hundreds of people to listen to you lie. And, because I thought you were this beacon of free speech, blah, blah, blah. Now you've totally disappointed me. And I wrote back and I said, I think I posted it publicly on somebody's website who shall remain nameless, but it's a similar Steen. And I wrote, "Texifornia, you have disappointed me beyond belief because Andy Melton is still fat. And you promised, because he's a ultra marathon runner, you promised that you were going to help Andy lose weight. You were going to put him on a marathon program. You abandoned him. He abandoned Andy Melton. And Andy Melton weighs 450 with a 68-inch waist, gaining 4 inches and 100 pounds since last year. I guess the bigger you get, the slower your waist goes because you got more circumference or something. I don't know how it works."
What I find very interesting, and I kind of understand it about this, especially these super nasty negative ones. I think what happens is a lot of times, because once again, I was a fan of both of your programs. I listened to your shows without knowing you. Now that I know you, I wouldn't even dream of listening to either one of your shows again, but that's a joke. But I can relate to the place of being removed from this circle of lunacy and wanting to be involved, wanting to be a part of it, wanting to be recognized by, it's a wonderful thing in the comments if Madge mentions your name or if Wanda mentions your name in a comment. It feels really good. It's like, wow.
You mean
hey,
on the
I'm
show?
There. Huh?
You mean on the show?
Exactly. In on the show or in a, like mm-hmm. if I left a comment and then I got a comment back from Madge or from Wanda or from whoever I admire, it was a wonderful feeling.
Can I go ahead?
Yes. Yes. You
I just want to say,
call,
I want to say
Vera,
something.
Vera, will
when
you
you're
call
done.
On Wanda?
But, oh, yes, absolutely. I see a hand out there. Oh, it's beautifully manicured. Yes. Wanda, please.
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
No, I just wanted to say, like, I will tell you, I am not, like, the person to be a part of this discussion because I am so bad about responding to comments, among other things, and I learned very quickly that I just couldn't keep up with, interacting with people on every level. Like, I'm the same, though.
I'm truly the same.
No, I know you are, and we've both, I think all podcasters in a way struggle with this, because at a certain point, like, I was writing response emails, I remember at one point, for like hours, and I just remember thinking, I think doing my show is my gift to people. Not that I'll never respond to anything, but I had to kind of let go of some of that expectation. And I know because I'm afraid that when I respond to one person's comment, that I'm going to miss someone else's. And then that person's going to take it personally and somehow feel like I purposely didn't respond to them.
I'm just
saying that. So I kind of, and maybe it's the cheap way out of it, but I
Wanda cheap?
I understand, but see, that was not the belief. I understand completely, but that was not the point that I was making. I was trying to get around to the real nasty, super aggressive, nasty comments. I think that what's happening is that these are people probably, unless they're the loons, they're stalkers. That's a different subject that I don't know about. The crazy, the truly ones that are truly insane.
Right.
I'm talking about the people that are leaving really acid comments and just standing out. I think it might be a cry for attention. It might
you're,
not.
You are talking about those people, or you're not?
I'm talking about the people. I'm not talking about the super lunatic people.
Okay.
That's an entirely different story. What I am talking about.
Give
is
an the, example of who you're talking.
Well,
about,
let's say please. The Texifornia.
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about him. I don't know him, but I'll tell you one thing: that when you used to do your live show.
Yeah.
I was on Skype with you at one point, and you brought Texifornia on in I think he was in the chat room or he came on Skype as well, and he fell all over himself with how incredible it was that you Skyped him, that he was on and that he was talking and that he went, in other words, it meant a lot to him. So my thought is that the people that are really putting that stuff out there are really saying, look at me, and in any way possible. In other words, I will even do negative behaviors just so that I will be recognized by you, so that I will get some attention from you. It's like the bad kid.
So that makes sense. That makes sense with people like Howard Stern, like huge, like, you know, broadcasting
celebrities. What you don't,
it doesn't make sense with podcasters.
But
that's
you,
just
listen
retarded.
To me. See, this is what you don't, this is, I think, a basic thing that you don't, you may not understand or you may not want to look at. In many people's eyes, especially people who listen to podcasts, you are like a Howard Stern. You are that important to them.
Then how come I can't get laid?
Well, you know, you
Howard
can,
Stern that, gets laid.
Hey, fucking man.
You Thank get, you.
Okay, you can make light of the point,
Five
and that's fine because
snap.
That's what we do.
Sorry.
That's what we do. But I will say it with Wanda as well. In the podcasting world, in the people that inhabit it, and that's the listeners as well as the doers, we have a celebrity status. Not necessarily even deserved at all, but we do have somewhat of a celebrity status among podcasters. Among the listeners, not necessarily among our fellow podcasters, but among the listeners. So therefore, your attention means...
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we pretty much alienated all of our fellow podcasters.
I don't know what
no,
you're talking
I'm not putting,
about.
I'm not saying,
I mean, I know what you're talking about,
but
I
I'm
totally
not saying,
it.
And I want to make this point too, I'm not saying that we are... I'm talking about all podcasters, not just us.
What is the point, Vera? This is what I mean. I don't disagree with what you're saying necessarily, but I don't understand where you're going with this.
My point is that in the eyes of many listeners, we are celebrities, even though we're not. We're just people with problems that really need attention, and
which
so
goes back to what I always say in my own program, which is the audience is a bunch of morons. So I'll do what I won't. I don't give a shit.
Well,
what they
I don't.
Say. That's
see,
what
I
it
don't,
comes down to.
I don't.
No
see
matter
them as
what
being
they
morons.
Say, no matter how much they complain, I will do exactly what I fucking want. No matter what. No matter if 99% of the people tell me that playing music is boring, I will play it anyway because it's my fucking
show.
Yeah,
but you know what? But you know what? Yeah. Again, like the other thing is, there's a tendency to want to like think, you know, to sort of draw conclusions from like one person who is like a lunatic or obnoxious.
Right. Who comments
when,
disproportionately.
Like the majority of your listeners are exactly on because obviously they listen to you and they.
Well, they're stupid too.
I don't know what purpose that serves, but I mean, no more stupid than you are, perhaps, or anyone
well,
else
exactly.
for that matter.
Well, I think calling them stupid is a protection on your part, but we won't go there.
Well, you can go there if you want, but no. it's the truth. They're stupid.
Well, you know, I don't. When I think about people, and I say it on my show.
Look at Cheryl. You think
true,
that isn't stupid?
True. I would have to concur.
Thank you. What about La Pequeña Patty Hearst? I mean, she's no brain surgeon.
Let me tell you something. La Pequeña Patty Hearst. I've read. A
I like her too, but she's. Stupid.
I've read a couple of her blogs. And she thinks you are a god. And there's a primary example.
I rest
of
my case.
Well, that's what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's goddess.
Whatever the fuck you are. I don't care. My point is that is an example of what I'm talking about. I just read on his blog, he had one of those questionnaire things, you know, where you fill
that's
out the question.
Hey?
Huh?
What's his blog? La Pequeña. Okay.
Casa del Retardo.
I don't know, but if it? You go if you go to your comment section,
Casa del Tardo.
No, that's what it is.
Did you say Casa del Tardo?
He's going to be he's
retardo.
Going to be orgasming
Seriously?
In his pants.
Tardo,
retardo.
No way, for
yes.
real.
Go to casadr.wordpress.com.
Hold on.
He is going to be
casa
orgasming in his trousers
word.
Over this.
WordPress.com?
See, I brought you up, yes. baby. I think it was me.
Casa de, oh, my God, you're right. Casa del Retardo. Oh, my God, that's hilarious. All right,
anyway,
maybe he's not stupid.
If you
he's
read,
retarded.
Listen to me, shitbag. If you
I don't know why I would call him stupid when his name is Casa del Retardo.
If you read the questionnaire, I think it's two or three blogs down. And in the middle of it, I think
is
it's like...
Is that him, this 12-year-old?
Huh?
Jesus Christ, he looks like he's three. Playing the piano? Is that him?
No. Yeah, right. That's his kid, you idiot.
Okay, where's the questionnaire?
You just
Nobody
scroll,
with kids should listen to me.
Scroll down. He, scroll
okay.
down.
Do you wish you were me, that one?
No, it's just a bunch of it's questions that he's answered. The questions are in bold, and he's answered the questions.
Yeah, I see it. I see it.
Okay.
Don't You Wish You
Well,
Were Me is the name
yeah,
of the post.
Yeah, if you go down to about the middle toward, it's like, who would you want to meet, or who would you want to, if you could meet one person or whatever, he says you. All of this for that.
He
just look for your fucking
name.
What, down
no, he says, what inspires you, and then Sjogren's from Madge Weinstein.
Yeah, there. So,
who is least likely to respond, Madge Weinstein?
Uh-huh. And so, see, you are.
Does it really say that? Where does it say that?
Number 20. But I don't see the first one where I was mentioned.
It's go low.
You and I are the same. 26.
Auschwitz. Overworked, 26. Underpaid gas chamber operator at Auschwitz. So obviously he's being very, very honest here. 26. What inspires you, Sjogren's from Madge Weinstein?
You owe me, Kevin.
So where does it say the person that you most want to meet?
I was mistaken. Not most want to meet.
He
it's
was
what
lying,
inspires
it was all
you.
Lies.
Oh,
He's
who is most
like,
who is least likely to respond to add this meme to their
no,
blog?
But
well,
it's
that's
what
very
it's,
true. I've never responded.
It's what
to
inspires you. Was it question 26, Wanda? Was that? It?
Yeah, yeah. No, I read them, but I'm also read number 20 where I mentioned.
Uh huh. My point.
I think that's great.
That's my point, my darling, that you are much more important to people than you realize.
Oh, she knows that. Give me a break. She
but
knows
why
that.
Doesn't it show up in my little... It should show up in the like my news feeds because like, I subscribe to things where people
because
mention me and it never shows
up. Because you're obsessive compulsive about yourself.
No, I never read them, actually.
Do you have a Google alert that says Madge Weinstein?
Well, yeah, I do, but it's a news feed, so it goes into my Google Reader with everything else
Wanda?
That I never read.
Wanda, you say to me, oh, she knows that, and yet
she
in
does.
Our conversation 15 minutes ago, am I to not believe what comes out of her mouth? Because she was saying that she didn't think that she was anywhere like Howard Stern or had any import in people's lives. Now, what did you say, Madge? You don't believe that you have?
No, I agree with Vera. I agree with Vera.
And so I think
I think early on in podcasting, like in 2005, yeah, there was some of that when I was getting press all over the place in USA Today and the Red Eye and all this other shit. But today, nah.
Well, what you're gauging two different audiences. You're gauging the audience outside of podcasting who has no idea what the fuck podcasting is, and you're gauging that against podcasting audiences. Podcasting audiences. Go ahead, Wanda.
I was just going to say, I think we're getting a little meta.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Okay.
Not that it's because we're talking about someone
I'm
other
perfectly
than me.
Happy to drop the topic. So.
Well, I just think that we perhaps, and this isn't an inflated ego talking because I have no ego.
Never.
I think perhaps we are more important to people than maybe we realize in that, you know, they don't give a shit about whether we live or die, but in that our programs are important to them. It's part of, yes.
How many rooms do you have in your house?
Why?
Because you said you have a really big house, and I want to know how big. How many square feet?
It's I think, 3,500 or something like that.
3,500?
Yeah.
Is that big? My apartment is 900, so I guess it's not humongous. I was thinking, I just wanted to know how big.
No, it's not a mansion. It's not a mansion. It's just it's a big, beautiful house, but it's by no stretch a mansion.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 80, 6, 7, 8, 9.
What? Where the hell do you live?
She lives in Woodland Hills. Am I allowed to say that, or do you have to?
No, absolutely. I talk about it on my show all the time. I live in Woodland Hills, which is a suburb of LA.
How many bedrooms?
Forget
all the rooms. How many bedrooms?
Four.
You should be able to count that.
Four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four bedrooms.
So you live in your standard single-family home, basically.
Yeah, it's
for California, a four-bedroom house is that's a lot for a house in California, isn't it?
Yeah.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Lincoln MK something. Hold on,
I gotta Google that.
A Lincoln? Are you like an old lady?
Lincoln MK what?
No, it's called when mine came out, it was called a Zephyr.
This is a nice car. I'm looking at the picture. This
yeah, but
is
now
a
they call
car.
It an MK. Why
you
do you care?
You are a baroness. Because I want to know these things. I want to know what the real Vera is like.
Oh, okay.
Because some people, like, they have to sort of pretend to be poor, even though they're not.
Yeah.
And I just want to know if you're one of those people. And it's fine, because, you know, I pretend a lot of things that I'm not.
But... Do you mean I'm pretending to be poor or pretending to be rich?
Downplaying it. I don't think you're pretending anything.
I think her whole discussion about tipping...
What color is the car?
Servers. Black. I think that gave it away.
It's black? Okay, cool. Thank God, because I thought it was going to be some ostentatious color like white.
No, it's black.
What's very black? Nice car. And it's an American-made car.
Yes, and it's a wonderful car. I love my car. We had to get rid of my Navigator. I loved my Navigator, but
Is it an MKAura? Aura?
I can't remember
Aura.
What the...
I can't say R because I'm a little black. Aura.
It's Aura. It's Aura.
MKZ. I think it's Aura. MKZ. MKZ. I think that's what it is. MKZ.
This
MKZ.
Is really... Can we... Ask her something a little
God,
more
God, do you know how long I've been meaning to ask her this? Are you crazy? This is great.
Get a life.
What kind of car does
Gooch doesn't have a car because Gooch works from home.
That's disappointing.
Uh-huh.
Is that or is it really just a means by which you can control him?
Well, absolutely. Well, I think the chains probably have more to do with me controlling him. But I did get the new restraints that are soft around the wrists and ankles so they don't hurt as much.
Is it a coupe or a four-door?
It's a four-door. What the fuck? I cannot believe. You know, if you can't, I'm not an LA person.
I am seriously, genuinely curious.
Okay,
this is fascinating
fine.
For me.
You
what
know what?
Is the problem?
Listen to me. You have, okay, this is funny. You have my home address, Madge. You can Google Street Map me and see my house and my car parked in my driveway in the picture.
It never occurred to me to do that.
Can we post that on the blurb?
But let me tell you something. What's hysterical, and I swear to God, it's hysterical, is that when they drove by, I don't know when they did this and took the pictures, the sun was literally right above my house, and so it's like this giant sun glare. So all
Who's
you see,
sun?
You can see my black car in the driveway, but it's kind of hard to see the house because the sun is just glaring above the picture. And every other house in the neighborhood, you know, there's five houses here. Every other house is perfect. You can see it perfect. Mine has got this glare. But you could do that. You could see my house where I live.
See, now I'm trying to do that, and I don't even think I kept your address. I don't even fucking know.
Well, when you sent me Sharon
I know what. Yeah, I'm trying to. So I have to look through my email, but I didn't add it to my address book or nothing.
Well, I'll tell you after. You could look.
I want to know now.
Right. Okay. Well, it's
Sharon.
I am
layups. Layups.
I am playing witness.
What is that noise? It's fucking blibbity blip.
It's me.
What is that?
Okay.
Is that Mr. Spacely Sprock?
Listeners now have my permission to turn off the person. Go about their
It has
lives.
Not been 30
oh,
minutes.
Oh, listen, if they listen to that bullshit last week, that sleeper of a show we fucking did last week, they'll listen to anything.
I thought last week's show was halfway decent.
Well, that shows tested. You where your taste is.
Yeah.
Oh, now she
I
gets salty.
Salty. She's salty and spicy.
Hey, you know what? The big thing
I tried
coming...
peanut butter
hey!
In my oatmeal.
Hey. Oh, was it good?
Horrible. I couldn't believe that you eat it that way.
Really?
Disgusting. I thought it was. It sounded disgusting. That's why I had to try it. I'm like, well, maybe it'd be good. It was disgusting.
Yeah. Did
I
you
get
put
these
yeah, but
chunks
wait a minute,
of peanut
minute,
butter
wait
and
minute,
ugh.
Wait a minute.
I love peanut minute. Butter. Well, didn't it taste
Did
like a
use...
peanut butter oatmeal cookie?
No, it tasted fucking nasty. It tasted
did you
like
put any
oatmeal
sweetener in it?
Of course I did. I'm a lesbian.
What did you put in there?
Well, I use sugar.
Oh, seriously.
And I put in, and I always put in fruit, so I'm sure I had some berries.
Okay, well,
of some
that's,
sort.
I, you know, I am not responsible if you're going to deviate from these recipes. I
well,
did
what's
not
the
tell
recipe?
You to put, I did
what's
not
the recipe?
Tell you to put fruit in there, did I?
Tell me the fucking recipe already, Miss No Panty.
All you do is put a tablespoon of peanut butter and some sugar-free maple syrup. That's all you got to do.
Sugar-free maple syrup?
Well,
you
yeah,
mean real
I'm,
maple syrup.
No,
it's all sugar.
No, well, you can use real maple syrup, but I use the sugar-free imitation maple-like product.
Oh, imitation. Okay. A tablespoon of that and a tablespoon of peanut butter?
Yes.
Yeah, and this is more
oatmeal.
Exciting than talking about
Shut up! God damn it!
It's a third a cup of oats.
The steel cut oats?
No, I get the instant Scottish oats.
Scottish oats.
It's just like steel cut oats. Irish oats.
Do they have bagpipes? That's why you don't wear panties. Scottish oats. No panties. Got it.
Hey, I wanted to
finally,
share
it's
with
all
you,
clear to me.
Oh, Wanda, I see your hand. Oh. I'd like to call on Wanda. Wanda, you have something to share?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Share with
the class. You get participation points.
Oh, Christ, you both
the
went
biggest,
Skype on
No, we just shut up. We did not Skype.
Oh, you're
we
back.
Just stopped talking.
You're back. Seriously, you're back. Go ahead.
Okay, so the Minnesota State Fair is about to begin. And, you know, it's kind
deep
of
deep-fried Twinkies.
Here. Huh?
Deep-fried Twinkies.
Just
yes, they have
talk.
Deep-fried Twinkies and deep-fried Oreo cookies.
I bet they're delicious. Do you think you'll get laid by one of them?
I hope so. But, you know, the best thing that's coming this year?
Cheryl?
What?
It's a third of a pound of bacon on a stick that's
covered
in maple
chocolate?
Topping.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Is
it's like
kosher?
Maple-coated.
A third of a pound of bacon?
A third of a how pound of bacon on a stick. That's
what did they put out
in like
press release?
Topping.
Or what? I mean, how did
yeah,
you
it was
find
on,
this out?
It was on the news because, you know, every year the biggest thing is like, or the big news at the fair is like, what's the weirdest food they're going to have?
That is so fucking irresponsible. You know, I was just reading the obesity. There was a goal that the FDA put out by 2010. All states should reduce their obesity by such and such percent. Not a single state in this country has approached that deadline, and it's already, you know, close. It is irresponsible to give people 3 pounds of bacon or a third of a pound of bacon on a goddamn stick. That should be illegal. I'm sorry. It's a fucking heart disease. And these little fat little monster kids are going to go there. Then we're going to have to treat their fucking childhood diabetes forever.
Yeah, or not, and then let the costs get really out of control,
right,
because that's
exactly
what we're already doing.
Walking around with a bag of chips.
Did you hear that in like 40 years or 30 years or something, whites will be in the minority in this country?
Good.
And everyone will be fat.
Yes, I've heard that. But I'm glad about the first one. I'm not glad about the second one.
That was a study that came out today, but... the U.S. Department of...
Did you read that gay men are more likely to have bigger, on average, have bigger, thicker penises than straight men?
And we're supposed to be better at something else, too.
Parcheesi.
Why are our penises bigger and thicker?
Well, I have a theory about this. I think it's because they're harder when they get measured.
So it's an error in measurement.
Well, it's like at the gym. If you ever go to a primarily straight gym, which I have, I've gone to the one where my sister goes, you know, where it's all family. Then you see men, and I only know this because I have to do research, so I put in hidden cameras in the lockers of the men's room, even though I use the ladies' room.
Yawn.
And the men have these teensy, weensy little mushroom caps, you know, and they can't, but it's because they're not at all hard, and, you know, in a straight place, if you're hard, they think you're gay. That's a horrible thing. Then you go to the gay places, everybody's trying to get their loaf on, you know, so everybody's half, not everybody, but a lot of people are half hard or they're hiding it,
trying to get their loaf on.
Yeah.
I try to get my loaf on, baby.
That's just my theory. That's just my theory. But this was Psychology Today, and they're idiots. They also said that the 10% figure of gay men in the general population, or gay people in the general population, is way overstated. They said it's more like 3 to 6%.
Huh. But that
but
again,
I like the penis thing. And there's also a way to tell if you're gay. Okay, look at your index finger in relation to your ring finger.
I
Which
thought that
one
was only
longer?
Lesbians.
No,
truly,
no, no.
I thought that was just a lesbian thing with the finger length.
Maybe, but this is fun anyway.
Okay,
which finger's longer, the index or the ring finger?
My index finger.
My ring finger.
You're not gay.
My
there
ring finger is longer.
Really?
Okay.
Are we looking at left hands or right hands?
I think it shouldn't matter. They should be symmetrical.
Yeah, my ring fingers.
Yeah.
My ring fingers.
Wanda is not gay and Vera is. Okay. And so am I. I'm a lesbian.
I knew it.
What?
Wanda's just a drag queen.
Just in general, they said they're more likely, and based on our survey of three, it's true.
Two out of three homos concur.
Bisexuality passed on by hyper heterosexuals.
Yeah, I saw that article. I didn't get it though. Did you?
It says bisexual men might have their hyper heterosexual female relatives to thank for their orientation.
Now, can you explain that to me? Because that didn't make the damn sense.
Previous work has suggested that genes influencing sexual orientation in men also make women more likely to reproduce.
How?
Let's see. Andrea, somebody, and the colleagues at the University of Padua. Well, it's
Italian. Who the fuck's Padua?
It's Italy.
Oh, I like Italy.
That female relatives of homosexual men tend to have more children, suggesting that genes on the X chromosomes are responsible. Now the team have shown the same is true for bisexuality.
But see, I don't follow that. How does that mean that the X chromosome? I mean, to me, it makes sense, but it's like, okay, my brother's gay, so I better have more kids to compensate. I mean, that's what my sister does, even though I'm a lesbian and it's a substitute woman for man.
Yawn.
Yeah. I mean, how do they... So how is it based on the X chromosome? I don't get that. You like talking about this stuff, Vera. You like to talk about chromosomes. You know you do.
Well, I just have overly opinionated views of it all. I don't have anything... Go ahead.
Based on nothing
then
like
go
science.
To your room.
Then go where?
Go to your room.
Okay, I'm in my room.
Right this minute. Oh. Well,
okay, there's a tranny next top model... That's old story, I think. The gays in India are seeking an apology from Great Britain.
Apologies do a ton of good.
You know what I would love to know from the comments? A couple of things from people that listen to us. I would really love to know if hearing us talk about conceptual things and events in the news and the like are more interesting than hearing us talk about our personal experiences with things. I think
that's fine for people to answer that question, but I think people like the variety and the mashup at the worst.
Can I also suggest? I was thinking about another thing to suggest.
Let me call on you. Suggestions? Anyone?
You can't call on me. I'm the teacher today. Oh, okay. I call on myself, Vera. Okay. Yes, thank you. I was thinking because I do a segment on my show called Ask Auntie Vera, which is kind of like a Dear Abby kind of thing. What if we had that kind of thing on Eat This Hot Show where the three of us would each answer a question from from a listener? I think we would all have perhaps either the same opinion or differing opinions. I think that would be really interesting to get questions from people that listen.
That's fine, but they have to send the questions to you because neither Wanda nor I will actually ever even read them. So send your questions to Auntie Vera Charles. What is it? Is there Auntie Vera Charles at Gmail?
I'm not going to say.
What do you mean you're not going to say?
She's being very passive.
I'm not asking for your fucking real name. I'm giving out the email address that's public.
Well, I know that, but I don't necessarily.
It's on autopilot.
I was thinking perhaps we could set up an eatthishotshow@gmail.com or something like that so that we could get. I would be happy to moderate that email site as well, but
well, then do it.
Vera.
Jesus Vera. Christ, you two. You know, I know that you've been doing this longer than I have, but could you Vera. Have some enthusiasm about it?
We've always been lazy. That's why this show is, I mean, the only reason the show is back on is because you're actually making us do it.
No shit, and I'm also the one who's putting it together and having to beg you to send me the fucking files.
But can I just say, please?
Oh, Wanda, please. Wanda's hand Hold is up. On. Yes, Wanda, go ahead, please.
My legs are actually up, but I wanted to say thank you because Madge and I... you know, are so incredibly slow that it has been a treat having you.
Thank you.
Drive us in the direction that we need to go. So,
Wanda,
please
that
don't act as though we're somehow ungrateful.
Wow. Thank you, Wanda. That means very much. Thank you. Wow. Send me the files, girls. I'll make it better today than I ever have before. Yeah. I just feel good.
I would like to let people know that they can find out all about those stories I mentioned on another site called BigGayNews.com.
Oh, that sexy hunk Bradley Trainer does that show,
yes,
doesn't he?
Oh, with the jubblies everywhere.
And he's got that deep, that NPR voice.
Aura.
Love it.
Aura.
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 So, have you heard of this new term, retrosexual?
No. Tell us about it, Wanda.
Is that Helen Gurley Brown?
Helen with Gurley that Brown. Cunt.
How about Helen Gurley
Brown nose?
Brown eye. What is a retrosexual? I've never heard of it.
It's some guy in Britain wrote this book. It's about, what does he say? Written a book that posits the opposite of the so-called metrosexual as a retrosexual. So it says, he urges readers to reject metrosexual concepts like carrying purse-like bags, being right. flattered by the attention of gay men, and referring to men's toiletries as products.
Okay, see, we used to call that homophobia.
I know, I was going to say, I think that's called
good
caveman.
Lord. What a douchebag.
No matter England how you color sucks. It.
This is why I won't ever visit England except to transfer planes. The country's shit.
Oh, why do you say that? The whole country.
They're as fat as we are. Their economy sucks as much as we do. They follow us in a war. They started this fucking country.
Now you can't blame the
fucking
Madge,
monarchy.
You can't blame. What? You cannot blame the English people for getting into that fucking war any more than you can blame us for getting into that fucking war.
I blame us.
Yeah, we didn't have anything to do with around. It.
Yes, you
which
did.
War?
Our goddamn government did it. We didn't
Which
do
war?
It. I'm sorry, what, Wanda?
No, I'm just saying, you know, you don't maybe want to have this discussion, but, you know, we are all responsible.
I think we're totally responsible. Opinions, what the American public does is, you know, and they were just talking about this on Democracy Now. It was really interesting. They had this guy who's he calls himself a conservative. And he was a Republican. Of course, then two of his kids died in the war. And he said, you know, after 9/11, George Bush told us not to worry about it. We just keep shopping and we'll take care of it. And that's exactly what the American public did.
Uh-oh. Oh, and with that lovely sound of Madge's phone, which no,
I thought I turned it off.
No Eat This Hot show would be complete without Madge's phone.
I turned it off. It was my hairdresser
ringing at least once and it's always always a very important call. This
oh
time
God.
From her hairdresser.
Did I miss a haircut?
I
Go
will
ahead.
Say that this program has indeed come to an end. And
Ooh,
I would
thank
like
the Christ
to,
child.
And I would like to thank all of you, my lovies, Wanda's gal pals, and Madge's gentle audience for joining all us right. today on Eat This Hot Show. Wanda, thank you so much for your input, for your exciting contributions. Please say bye-bye and tell us where we can find you.
Oh, you can find me at the gym with my jubblies Oops. Hanging out, stroking my man meat for all the world to enjoy. And otherwise, you can listen to me daily, wandawisdom.com. Thank
what
you!
Was what was it called? The
and,
Abdominizer Gym or something?
And
The Firm.
And we would like to thank very much the lovely and beautiful Madge Weinstein for her, whatever you'd call this.
Well, then go ahead and thank her.
Contribution to the show. So thank you, Madge. And where can the audience find you? And say bye-bye also.
What was the name of that website with the retarded person?
Casa del Retardo.
Yeah, you can find me at Casa del Retardo.
It's actually casadr.wordpress.com.
Yeah. And yeastradio.com.
And say goodbye.
Get fucked.
And lovies, you can find me, your Auntie Vera Charles, at VeraSpeaks.com. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Were you playing Ring Around the Rosie with your dead possum?